The laws of chatzitza relating to male immersions. Does a man have to take off his watch prior to immersing in a mikvah? What about a band-aid? And what about simply remaining wearing a bathing suit? Is an intervening substance between the body and the water considered of invalidating status, even regarding a man's immersion? Or is it more lenient? Does it have a different law? So before we determine whether these particular articles that are on the body consist of a chatzitza, we must first discuss whether at all there is an invalidation of chatzitza by male immersion. So in general, men immerse in a mikveh for one of two reasons. One is wished to remove them from the state of keri, such as occurs due to the result of a nocturnal emission or due to marital intimacy. And the second is simply for the sake of extra purity, tshuva, tesefes, tara, or on an auspicious day, such as Erev Shabbos, or Shabbos, and Yantiv, etc. So regarding one who is immersing to remove himself from the state of being a balkeri, the Rishonim mostly write that a chatzitza does not invalidate the immersion. So rules the Eshkol, and so is recorded in the Maimon Mordechai, Shari Tshuva, the Mishnah Berurah, Bir Halacha, and other Achreinim. Now, while there are Poskim and Rishonim who are stringent, this is the main ruling that a chatzitza does not invalidate the immersion of a balkeri. So long as the chatzitza is found on minority of the body, and therefore a band-aid, a watch, a ring, and the like does not have to be removed prior to immersion when one is immersing for this purpose to remove himself from the state of keri. However, then we come to the second aspect and reason behind male immersion. And that is, as we said before, for the sake of tshuva and tesefes tara, to add impurity. Regarding this purpose of immersion, it is implied from the Paiskim, the Achreinim, that we follow all the laws of a regular immersion in biblical times, which would require chatzitzas to be removed. So writes the Ben Ishchai, the Kaf HaChaim, the Mate Ephraim, regarding the immersions of Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur, which are done for the sake of tshuva, that all chatzitzas should be removed from the body. And hence, those who immerse daily in the mikvah, irrelevant of the state of Balkeri, for the purpose of extra purity, should be particular to remove any chatzitza from their body before immersing. Nonetheless, in truth, if water gets in between the article that is on the body and the body, then it is a valid immersion, even if a chatzitza is invalid. Thus, if you're wearing a loose watch, technically you don't have to take it off. Likewise, technically, a man can immerse with a bathing suit that is loose-fitted. And that's what should be done in all areas that it is unbefitting for one to be undressed due to public indecency. Now regarding a band-aid, since regarding washing the hands, we find cases in which removal of a band-aid is not required, and it's not considered a chatzitza, even though according to everyone a chatzitza invalidates hand washing. Therefore the question is asked, do we apply this leniency as well to immersion, especially male immersion, which from the letter of the law does not have a chatzitza invalidated? So this requires further analysis, which we will, Emir Tz Hashem, publish in a future lesson.